And I would to God, I pray that God's people would not be using vulgar language as they make posts on Facebook or anywhere else. And if you do, you need to realize that it's not right. It's a sin.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of SMUT. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of SMUT.
As we come today, and as I share the message, I just want to say this is going to be one of those rough messages this morning. And y'all might be ready to take the road back when I get done. But today I want to talk about smut. And somebody's going to say, whoa, that's a rough title right there. And so I looked up smut in the Bible, and it actually defines something that has been soiled when you think of smut. And I want to take it today, and I want to apply it to something that is going on in our society, that if Christians do not watch themselves, that they can get caught up in it and find themselves in a place where they really don't want to be. And so the title of the message today is Social Media Untasteful Transgressions. And the fact that, you know, when I cuss somebody out, now I don't do it, but I'm just saying, if you do, that when you cuss somebody out in person to person, then you kind of walk away from that knowing that you've committed a transgression, that there was something wrong. Or, you know, God forbid, if you get in a fight and you lay hands on somebody, you know that you've just done something that was wrong. Now, you know, the problem a lot of times with social media is that we can go back and forth and we can do things and we can post things and we can say things and almost walk away with a sense that there was nothing wrong in what I just did. And so I really want to challenge that thought today and challenge Christians that we would become more prayerful and more mindful as we find ourselves involved in social media. Now, the reason that I'm preaching this message today, I'm kind of in between series, but as you know, I do a weekly devotional for Anchored in Jesus that we post every Wednesday, and I would encourage you, if you're not on the email list, that you would get it. But this week, this was the message that I was writing to the Anchored in Jesus audience, and the Lord just put it in my heart and said, well, why don't you expand on it and share it on Sunday morning. So I want to share it this morning. So when we talk about social media, you know, it ranges from all type of forms. You know, one of the famous ones that we know today, because we hear about it every day in the news, and that's tweeting. And so we know that tweeting really could get somebody into a whole lot of trouble. We know that emails, sending an email that was not glorifying to the Lord can get us in trouble. Facebook posts can get us into trouble. Now, I don't have any knowledge of Snapchat, but you know, I'm not sure how that works, but I would imagine that you can get in trouble on Snapchat and all the other ones that are out there, texting. You know, all these things that if believers do not watch themselves, they can be caught up in these things. And so that's why, you know, we need to watch out for smut. And so David says, and that should be Psalm 39 in verse 8, David says, deliver me from all my transgressions. Deliver me from all my transgressions, whether they be physical ones or whether they be electronic ones. Lord, deliver me from all my transgressions. So let's look at that 39th Psalm, and this is my objective today. What I want to do, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to do it, then I'm going to tell you what I did. Okay, so first of all, we're going to look at Psalm 39, all right? Then we're going to talk about a little bit, some smut, and then we're going to give you some exhortations from the Word of God as to how we as Christians can be more mindful and prayerful as we deal with these issues. So as we look at Psalm 39, and we're going to go through this pretty quick. As we look at Psalm 39, we see David's declaration, his declaration. Look what he says in verses 1 and 2. And I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And so David says that I'm going to declare that when I'm in the presence of the wicked and I see all the things that they're doing, that I'm not going to speak out against it. As a matter of fact, look what he says. He says, I'm going to put a bridle over my mouth. And that word bridle means a muzzle. He said, I'm going to put a muzzle over my mouth. And he said, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. And so David says that he said, I just got quiet. He said, there were some things down in me that I knew if I said when they came out, they were not going to be right. He said, so I just kept my mouth shut. He said, even if it meant saying something good, he said, I just determined that I was not going to say anything at all. But notice what happens when he makes this declaration. We see that he becomes indignant. David's indignation. He said at the end of verse 2, my sorrow was stirred. Look at this. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned, then spoke I with my tongue. And so what does David do? You know, he does like, and I hate to say, many of God's people do. Well, let me just put my religion on the shelf for a minute. And he said, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And so David goes off into this angry tirade. All this, you know, when he was quiet, when he kept his mouth shut, all these things build up. And he goes into a tirade and he just goes off and lets it go. And uses, I don't know if he said some negative words. Definitely he was angry. And just said some things that were very offensive. He said things out of anger. He said things out of bitterness. He said things out of hurt. He just let them go. And the Lord, and we're going to see this later, the Lord begins to chastise him. The Lord begins to beat him down because of what he did. And so David is humbled. And so we see his humiliation as we look at verses 4 through 6, that David is humbled. You know, he's going to tell us about this beatdown in a second, but right now he's just going through this period of humiliation. And look what he begins his period of humiliation by asking the Lord for wisdom concerning his life. He says, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days. What is it that I may know how I am frail? David said, Lord, I'm just a sinner. I'm just a frail sinner. Lord, let me see the end of my days. Let me realize, Father, that my days are not long here on this earth, and I don't need to be living my days out in transgression, committing a bunch of sin. He says in verse 5, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. That means they're short. When you think about a handbreadth, this is a handbreadth right here. You know, if you put your hand in front of your mouth, as far as your hand goes, that's a handbreadth. And David said, Lord, you have made my days as a handbreadth, that my days are not very long. My age is nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best is at his best state is altogether vanity. That no matter what you do in this life, if you do it in the flesh, if you do it in sin, he said it's vanity. It means nothing and it's going nowhere. Verse 6, Surely every man walketh in vain. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up treasures and knoweth not who shall gather them. So David says here, you live your whole life and you work, you accumulate treasures. You know, many of you are working, you've built a nice nest egg for yourself, maybe have a nice place to live, drive nice cars. You've built all that. And David said that the sad thing is when you die, you're going to leave it to somebody else. And you have absolutely no idea all the things that you treasured, all the things that you worked hard for all your life. You have no idea what's going to happen to them when you leave them behind. And so David is, he's humbled because of this beating that the Lord is giving him. And then look, he says that this is what I should have did in the first place. Verse 7, look what he said. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. See, he should have just kept his mouth shut like he started out. And just said, Lord, I'm just going to stand back. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to hope in you. And then look what he says in verse 8. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. So David asked for deliverance from his sins. And not only deliverance from his sins, but he's asking deliverance from the chastising hand of the Lord that was upon him because of his sin. Then in verse 9, look what he said before he was going to be silent. But look, he says he's going to be silent again. In verse 9, he said, I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou did it. If you look at your notes, it says he will be silent before God on that verse 9. Look what it says here. It seems at this point David is under the chastening hand of God. His silence in verse 2 was in regards for his hatred or disdain for the wicked. So when he was silent in verse 2, he was silent because he hated the wicked. But now he says in verse 9 that I'm going to be silent. And why is he silent here? Because he's under the disciplining hand of God. Because God is working in his life. Because God is chastising him. Because God is disciplining him. He says that I'm going to be silent. Look at verse 9. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou did it. And then he acknowledges his humility. Verse 10. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. Wow. God must have really been doing a number on David. Look what he said. Remove thy stroke from me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. Verse 11, when thou rebukes, dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. He says that, Lord, whenever you chastise somebody, whenever you rebuke, whenever you correct, Lord, you take away the beauty, you take away the strength, you take away all that's desired in that individual. And he says, surely every man is vanity. And then he closes out his supplication. He closes out. He says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears. He said, Lord, when I cry, when my tears, Lord, hear me. Lord, touch me. Lord, when I've sinned and I've faced the chastening rod of your discipline, Lord, and I cry out, Lord, please, please, don't hold peace. Give me peace. He said, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were. And David was saying here that even the sojourner, even the stranger, Lord, you show grace and you show mercy. Lord, please show me grace and mercy at this time. He said, oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I depart. I am no more. Lord, touch me before I whittle away. Touch me, Lord, before I am no more. So I wanted to give us a context. So I told you the first thing, that we want to look at Psalm 39. So we went through that pretty quick. We want to look specifically at verse 8 because this is what got David in trouble. All right? This is what got him in trouble. Verse 8, deliver me from all my transgressions. Deliver me from all my transgressions. And so when I think about the transgressions that we can commit, we all are familiar with sins that we can commit in person. But let's think about some sins that we can commit, some social media sins that we can commit. Let's think about this for a second. We can post indecent photos. And here we put things online showing parts of our body that, oh, it's going to be quiet this morning. I know. I already know it. Let me be quiet. I was going to say something that I shouldn't say. But I just want to say this. Let me see. We got some big brothers here this morning. I just need you to come stand down front. No, just kidding. Just kidding. And here, not realizing it, you know, people are looking at these photos and beginning to lust. Now, you might not have put it on there for somebody to lust after, but you have taken a provocative photo. You have put a photo on there that is indecent. Now, again, no matter where it's at, you know, you can text people photos. So, you know, you can text, you can Facebook, you can Snapchat, you can do all these things. And we need to realize that if we put something up there that is indecent, come on, brothers and sisters, dude, that's sin. That's sin. We're talking about smut this morning. We're talking about smut this morning, social media untasteful transgressions. So, you know, we need to realize that. Secondly, if I'm having inappropriate conversations with somebody through social media, it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, well, let's put it this way. Most of the time, it's probably going to be somebody of the opposite sex. So, you know, we have to be careful. Sometimes you got to be careful about those old high school flames that you connect with, you know, on Facebook. I don't know how many times I've heard people that just innocently connected on Facebook, and the next thing you know, you were like David, right? Under the chastening hand of God. See, we need to realize that whenever we do things that are not pleasing to the Lord, that if we don't repent, if we don't get it straight, look at David. David was a man after God's own heart. He was a man that felt the very pulse. He was a man that felt the very heartbeat of God. And yet and still, David said, deliver me from my transgressions. That inappropriate conversations, using vulgar language. Let me just say this. I got a relative. And you know, when I go on Facebook, mainly I just go on there to post something on Anchored in Jesus. And unless I get an email that one of my grandkids posted something or one of my kids, you know, I usually don't even get back on it. But I got a cousin. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Listen, I know this guy. Right? I know this guy. And some of the language that's on there, it's just unbelievable. And I mean, it's just very, very offensive language. And I would to God, I pray that God's people would not be using vulgar language as they make posts on Facebook or anywhere else. And if you do, you need to realize that it's not right. It's a sin. Posting things that glorify an immoral lifestyle. Some people post things about laid out drunk. Big liquor bottle in their hand, and they're sprawled out. That's glorifying an immoral lifestyle. posting things of you know, just hatred and things that are abusive, you know, that's glorifying an immoral lifestyle. Sitting around smoking some doobies. That's immoral lifestyle. And besides that, you better be careful that you don't have the police knock on your door. Right? Posting things that glorify an immoral lifestyle. Comments that degrade another brother or sister in Christ. That when we post things that tear down, when we post things that degrade another brother or sister in Christ, God is not pleased with that. And David said, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me from my transgressions. Angry outbursts. You know, some people that get on this social media, you really don't need to get on when you're angry. Because you end up putting things on there and posting things that are out of emotion. It may be you should have ate a Snickers bar before you got on there. Or once you feel your temperature start rising, you need to have a Snickers bar right there and eat that Snickers bar. Because you're not yourself. You're not yourself. And you know, it's very easy when you get angry to put things and to say things. And the Word of God, you know what the Word of God says? It says, be angry and sin not. You know it's all right to be angry? Jesus got angry. All right? God, the Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. It says in Romans 1, 18 and 19, that the wrath of God is being poured out. So God gets angry. But it says, don't sin. So if I get angry, I can be angry and not sin. But as soon as I get on social media and I express my anger in a negative way, guess what I've just done? I've just sinned. Yeah, and sometimes, again, because social media is so convenient and it's right there, and, you know, there's not another person in the room. You know, we do things and we don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with it. But we need to realize that these things are hurting the very heart of God. If you go to the next one. Lewd and offensive jokes. Just sharing jokes on there. Now, again, I like a joke. I like a good joke. But you know, there are some jokes that don't need to be shared in a public forum. And so as Christians, you know, we need to be sensitive about what we share. We need to be sensitive about, you know, especially sometimes who we're sharing things with too. Because some of these things are offensive. And even, you know, if we're making fun of another race, or if we're making fun of somebody that is dealing with a particular handicap or debility, then we need to realize that that's offensive. And somebody is being hurt by that. And we need to realize, most importantly, that the heart of God is being hurt. Oh, here goes one right here. Now, you know what? Let me just start off by saying this.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Smut. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Smut, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Smut. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Smut. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.